Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Wednesday, April 17th, 2013. I'm your host, David Stegen. It is Wednesday, and we had a lot of stuff to talk about from yesterday. Yesterday was a busy day in the world of federal IT. Guess the place to start, probably the CIO Council. Yesterday, they released a shared services implementation guide that builds on the shared services strategy that was released almost a year ago. The CIO Council report, titled easily enough, Federal Shared Services Implementation Guide, provides implementation guidance to help agencies move toward a shared first culture and represents the first steps agencies need to take when exploring shared services options. The guide includes a high-level process and key considerations for implementing shared services to achieve organizational goals and increase performance. It also includes specific steps that should be considered for identifying which shared services can be used, along with discussing some of the key challenges agencies can face along the way. The guide also includes information on Uncle Sam's List, the new federal shared services catalog. So lots of stuff in there. I'm going to kind of rip the guide apart later today. We'll have kind of a deeper look at it, some of the stuff in there, pull out some highlights up on fedscoop.com. But interesting that this comes out. Obviously, shared services are, it's kind of one of the buzzwords for this year. You know, that's going to be something that I hear more and more from federal CIOs. They're looking to implement shared services. They're looking to share wherever they can. Obviously, just a few weeks ago, the Office of Management and Budget put out a guide or a memo instructing federal agencies to use shared services whenever possible for implementing financial systems or for updating financial systems within their agencies. So that's going to be a big story to follow, to see how agencies implement shared services, what kind of cost savings they can see from it, and what kind of new technologies are going to be brought in so these things can be better shared across government, across agencies, across departments. So interesting story, big story. And also, we have the whole guide up on fedscoop.com if you want to dig in there yourself. Also yesterday, DISA made a major announcement when it comes to the cloud brokerage system. The DISA said that it has reached initial operating capability for cloud brokerage. It was just in June 2012 that DOD CIO Terry Takei had kind of, I don't want to say commanded, but had told DISA that they need to start doing this. So now that they have initial operating capability, that's going to be a big step going forward. That gives the agency, DISA, the framework to complete its mission of bringing DoD secure and dependable cloud services that also fit inside the joint informational environment. And if you've been following DoD IT, you know the JIE is kind of, it's it. It is the biggest thing going on in IT, so of course the cloud brokerage system is going to work with that. Along with reaching initial operating capability, DISA has also established a process for gathering and assessing mission partner requirements, evaluation criteria for service offerings to include recommended contract requirements, criteria for matching mission partner requirements to the appropriate offerings, an enterprise cloud service catalog, and a cloud security model. I know that's a lot of stuff to digest, so we have it all up on FedScoop.com. Also, some information, if you're in the federal government, mission partners can request cloud services through it, through a link, and also there's more information just on what the cloud broker service is going to look like on the page. So we have links to all of that. Also, finally, I wanted you to check out something new we started doing on FedScoop called the FedWire. It's something we'll be putting out every afternoon, usually in the 3 to 4 time range. It's kind of a, just basically, I want to say a link dump because I think it's more than that, but it's taking a lot of the kind of small news items that we come across during the day that get sent to us that, you know, we see on our feeds, that are going around on Twitter, that are of interesting, that are of note, but probably don't deserve a whole story. So the idea is kind of just bringing them all together in one spot so people can just peruse through it in their afternoon. Obviously, we put out the Daily Scoop in the morning. We wanted something in the afternoon. So for people to get more information, just kind of maybe some of the latest news and notes going on in the federal tech world. So make sure to check out the FedWire. And also, I mentioned in the FedWire today, we have, if you're not checking out, go to statescoop.com. Statescoop is our, it's basically FedScoop, but for states, easily enough. The look at all the technology that states are buying and a lot of the trends going on there. My buddy Luke Fretwell is heading that up, so make sure to check that out. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. See you tomorrow.